time for the Molloy Drive Show podcast. Okay, Australia, you know him. You can count on him.
I'm a 50-50 chance.
You love him.
Hello. Go to the top shelf, ladies.
And now, it's his show.
Here we go, people.
This is Molloy.
Hello, Australia. Welcome to the big Wednesday edition of Molloy. Hi, Dave.
Feeling good for a hump day, Mickey. What's coming up today on the show?
Bit of sad news. Tiger Woods.
Oh, yeah.
He's cooked.
That's really sad, isn't it?
Waiter, check, please. I don't think he'll play again at the top level. We'll have a look at it. We'll have a look at his career. We might even have a look at sporting falls from grace.
Okay.
Might open up to our listeners.
Sure.
Have you seen a bigger one than Tiger Woods?
Okay.
I'd like to hear it. Not yet, but later on. It'll be good.
What else you got?
Hey, entertainment news. I went on a fishing show last night.
You did? I watched it. Well done. That's
Thank
a good
you.
Show.
It's a good show.
Talking Fishing, Channel 31.
Bit agricultural.
Yes.
No dump button.
No,
they're
live
going
as it
live.
Gets.
And it was a load of fun. The guys were great.
We've got some highlights
they
to play too.
They couldn't tell me why a whiting is called a King George whiting.
Yeah.
Idiots.
No
Does anyone
what?
Know?
Someone
Help
must.
Me out.
All right.
It's going to be part of our entertainment report, which will include The Cube. Guess
oh, yeah.
what? My merch arrived.
Your merch is here?
Yeah.
From Channel 10?
Yeah.
I've not seen what has been sent.
Well,
I can't wait to find out.
You are going to be very disappointed. not in the show, which is great.
Yeah, it's on
but
tonight, 7:30.
In what they're
right.
inducing me to talk about
right.
it with. We'll get onto that.
Can't wait.
And Chappelle Corby on Dancing with the Stars.
I'll be watching.
You got my vote, Channel
I'm
7.
In.
Trevor Long's going to be on to talk us through Facebook. What does it mean? Who won? I don't know who won.
So they've compromised somewhere? Who
Let's
knows?
Let's get to the bottom of that. The Song Whisperer will be on.
Yes.
Adam Rosenbarks is in. There'll be a bit of toilet news. There's a poop app out that is the number one app in Australia.
Is it?
We may All have right. a team meet. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much, Dave.
Oh, here it comes. Through. It is the big Wednesday, Molloy, and it starts right now.
For the drive home, this is Molloy.
I'm a bit shocked today. When you wake up and you turn on the newspaper and you hear Tiger Woods in the news, you go,
what's happened?
This
now?
Could go anywhere.
Yeah.
And to find out that he's crashed his car 7 a.m. in the morning driving home from a golf club in a courtesy car. He's gone off a cliff and it looks horrific.
Yeah. He's rolled it plenty of times, by the way.
You think the worst. I saw the car at the bottom of the hill and I go, well,
he's not
this has got
up.
His wife written all over it.
You're right.
She ran out of the bushes with a one wood again. Seriously.
Happened
He'll
before.
Have to get golf club insurance.
He will too.
Being attacked with a golf club. Can you do that in your car?
I've done this, yeah. Who knows?
It's you know.
It's
I
not
mean,
good, though, is it? Like he's
mate,
backed himself up.
Can I say something? Tiger, you've got a caddy. Get a driver.
Well, yeah.
Get
why
a caddy
are you driving
who'll drive you home.
And he's had.
I've got a driver.
You do, and he's had back surgery recently as well. So
he's had back surgery recently, which made us all jump to the conclusion that maybe he's back on the painkillers, which is what he was doing
Could
last
be.
Time he attempted to drive the car.
That's right,
and
yeah.
crashed it. Here is how a first responder recalled events.
I asked him what his name was. He told me his name was Tiger, and at that moment, I immediately recognized him. I asked him if he knew where he was. What time of day, just to make sure he was oriented. He seemed as though he was lucid.
The front end was totally destroyed. The bumpers, everything was destroyed. Airbags deployed, all of that. However, thankfully, the interior was more or less intact, which kind of gave him the cushion to survive otherwise would have been a fatal crash.
He suffered compound fractures to both legs and smashed his ankle, but I reckon he could still beat Greg Norman off the stick.
You think?
He's cooked.
You
know what? You know what? If I was a first responder and I got there, you know what I've said?
What would you have said?
You the man!
Oh, he wants to hear that as he's crushing
just to cheer
his
him
car.
Up.
Oh,
he's lying.
Crushed
him.
They had the jaws
of
life out to get him out too. So she was.
Yeah. You know what? I was thinking the only thing that could have made it worse was if when they popped the boot, Robert Allenby was in there. Do you remember Robert Allenby's night out?
Yeah.
That was a big
Hawaii?
One too.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
Said he was drugged before being taken to an underground car park, knocked out and thrown into the boot of a car. Sustained notable damage and lacerations to his face. Awoke groggy.
Right.
From the attack without his phone, wallet, cash or cards, and there was a sighting in a strip club.
Okay.
Sounds like a Friday night for me.
Yeah.
Hey,
Robert Allenby, your kind of guy.
Robert Allenby, that was a fall from grace.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods, that's a fall
that
from...
Because arguably the greatest.
Well, I think he now, if those injuries are correct...
Right.
I think he's cooked.
You don't think anymore?
Well,
it's a lot of rehab, I guess.
He was going into the twilight of his career.
Yeah, that's right.
And he was going to play. You know, he's due to play the Masters in 6 weeks. People had high hopes post-back surgery that he might be back on deck.
Yeah.
He's had surgery on both legs. Apparently the caddy was handing the scalpel to the doctor. The doctor's going, what do you think here? Hey, get a scalpel. Yeah, maybe some scissors and suture. Lots of sutures.
Okay. Very familiar for Tiger. Yeah.
Beep. Beep. Quiet, please. They said to the machine. Okay, you're not taking this seriously, Dave.
You, I'll listen to you.
Okay, I'll put it to you. 1-3-5-3. Okay. Let's talk to our audience. Right. Is it the biggest fall from sporting grace? Now, you'll immediately think of a couple of others, and we'll take your calls. Mm. But there's a few others out there too. A little more offbeat. I would put Manny Pacquiao in.
Manny Pacquiao?
He's unbeatable in the ring, but gee, behind the microphone.
He's pretty tidy.
Was it a fourth and grade? Sometimes when we touch, the honesty is too
much, and I have to close my eyes. I'm going to put this on my Spotify playlist.
It should be your ringtone, Dave. Here we go. I want to hold.
If I had a cigarette lighter, I'd be waving it around right now.
Wow.
Manny Pacquiao, fall from grace.
You get the idea.
Yeah.
Think about it. There's a couple of obvious ones out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Biggest, I mean, and we're not saying he did anything wrong in this.
No, of course. No,
but
I get that.
If it is the end of a career, it was the end of one that burned brighter than anything I've seen in my lifetime. The most identifiable face on the planet at one stage and the
greatest,
ambassador for a sport that changed the way it was
what freak.
And then knocked off that pedestal. Can you think of others? 1-3-5-3, let's go.
Get with the program, Toots. This is Malloy.
Manny Pacquiao. I can't stop playing it.
Dave, I don't want to remember him like this.
Glenn Medeiros.
Absolute powerhouse in the ring. Toe-to-toe with Floyd Mayweather Jr.
One of the
toughest hombre.
Unbelievable. And now he's
punching power.
Doing sort of that. Rock.
Stop it, Dave. Dave.
Can I?
You
can. I don't know whether I can.
We are talking, of course, falls from grace.
Yeah.
And we're doing it because Tiger Woods' curtain could be down on that career. He may never play golf again.
Which is a real shame, too.
Compound flexures, both legs, smashed ankle. It's not good.
No.
He just had a covering for another back injury. He's
had
five back operations.
Yeah.
And we're going, is the curtain coming down on one of the most controversial.
It's a long rehab to come back.
It's a big fall from grace, and we're asking people, is it the biggest ever? 1-3-3-5-3, get involved. Simon's on the line. Simon, you've got one that represents a lot of calls today.
OJ Simpson, mate.
OJ Simpson, I think you might have trumped Tiger Woods there. Tiger Woods, OJ Simpson was the biggest, the juice.
Yeah.
Was one of the biggest stars.
All American superstars,
sport.
Wasn't he?
He was of stage and screen.
Movies.
He was in so many great movies and stabbed his wife, or allegedly.
Yeah,
Do I still have to add allegedly?
Well,
like it never
not
happened?
Guilty.
The glove did it.
No, yeah, that's right. And in the end, Simon, he's a golfer too, and he sent out
Like a tweet, like a video tweet.
A get well.
That's right.
Tweet today for Tiger. We're not going to play that, but he did recently talk about golf. He had this to say when he was told he couldn't play golf.
Well, we've got to finish our round of golf today. They said they were going to close. And on the golf course, guys aren't that close to each other. What they did today, they gave everybody single golf carts, and they told you not to take the pin out, and I don't take the pin out anyway. I'm just saying, and if you do close them, you better open up some insane asylum, get me a bed, because I know if I can't play golf for the next month, I would go crazy. I'm just saying. Take care.
Oh, my God.
Okay, you go crazy again. I'm not sure I want to be around OJ when he goes crazy. How's that? One of the greatest running backs ever to the slowest car chase ever.
Yeah, the Broncos.
Cheered on by all of LA. Duke him, Dave.
You got yourself a case of Brick Lane. Simon, thanks for listening in Port Macquarie, mate. Great to hear from you.
1-3-3-5-3. Give us a call. Biggest sporting fall from grace.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
Coming up a little later, Adam Rosenbach. We've got the Song Whisperer as well. Trevor Long going to be joining us with some tech talk.
Entertainment report.
Entertainment report.
Sport.
I was on a fishing show.
Channel 31. You dominated last night. I think you gave MAFS a good run for its money last night on TV. So well done, Mickey.
I can't wait to see the ratings. Yeah. I'm sure there was a Mickey bump over there on Channel 31.
Definitely.
Hey, we're talking about the greatest sporting falls from grace.
Yeah.
It's because we think Tiger Woods may be done and dusted. And we're talking about his career. No light shone so brightly and then fell so sharply.
Yeah.
We want to know, we've had O.J. Simpson already been mentioned. Trent's on the line. Trent's got one of the big guns, I think. Who is it, Trent?
Hello, boys. I just want to give a dishonourable mention to Lance Armstrong.
Armstrong. Now, this one caused a lot of trouble. I have to say, my nephews, you know, I had two young boys who were 16, 15, used to wear the yellow bracelets, you know, because it was part of his whole charity.
I
thought he was a god. And I remember having to sit them down and talk them through the idea that this is not who he was. He was a cheat. And you've never seen little hearts break, little not fail to understand what
happened.
And he
was so steadfast, wasn't he? Like, we all believed him. It took forever to unravel.
I mean, that said, he did only have one testicle. Okay. I think you've got to put that in as it up.
Okay.
By the way, if you only got one testicle, why choose a sport where you wear lycra pants?
Okay.
Oh, look out. It's obvious. You draw attention to the fact you've only got one. Can I tell people, anyone who wants to get the full story, the best account of this is a book called Seven Deadly Sins, My Pursuit of Lance Armstrong by David Walsh, who was a writer for the Irish Times.
Right.
And he does pursue him when everyone else is not believing. And it talks about the people he destroyed. And it's basically good. I gave it to the kids because it shows you that there is a moral and there is a winner and there is a way.
And a right way, yeah.
Duke him.
Case of Brick Lane coming your way. Trent, thanks for calling from Newcastle, mate.
Kobe's on the line. Kobe, four from grace. Who is it?
It's Kobe and Tonya Harding.
Tonya Harding. What did I call you?
Kobe.
Toby. All right, Toby.
Toby.
All right, Toby. We wanted a drug test going on over Toby's house right now. You're on the juice. Tonya Harding, of course, because one of the she kneecapped.
She did.
Nancy Kerrigan.
Yeah.
She kneecapped America's little sweetheart.
I know.
The ice queen
thing to do.
And going from ice dancing at the Olympics to porn
That's a fall from grace. Fair call, Toby.
Well done, Toby. You are on. Sean's on the line. This is a good one, and good on you for coming to the table with this one, Sean. It is
Oscar Pistorius.
Pistorius, who again had the world in his hand, and it was such a fairy tale story. The first handicapped impaired athlete to ever perform at the actual Olympics in London. There is a great ESPN doco, 30 for 30, on Oscar Pistorius. What a coward. He's shot his girlfriend four times through a closed door and then sits in the court and bawls like a baby.
Yep.
Take it like a man, idiot. Well done, Sean. Duke him, Dave.
Case of Brick Lane. Sean, enjoy that, mate. Thanks for calling.
Adam's on the line. Adam, four from grace, sporting. Adam.
G'day, mate. Ben Cousins.
Ben Cousins, I think on the local scene would probably be as big as any.
And really sad as
one
well,
of the great footballers and a national hero, a state hero, and still struggling. That is a fair call, Adam. Thanks for the call. Paul's on the line. Paul, four from grace. Who is it?
I have to go Ronda Rousey, wouldn't you?
So Ronda? So she was a champion of the UFC.
That's right, yeah.
And what's she doing now?
Probably nothing that I know of. She went to WWE for a little bit.
From UFC to fake
wrestling.
Wrestling. Yeah, you may have a point. That's a big fall from grace. Paul, Duke him, Dave.
Case of Brick Lane, Paul. You've got a case coming your way, mate.
Sean's on the line. Sean, hey, who is it?
Grant Hackett, mate.
Grant Hackett, I think so. We love our swim stars in Australia. And none were bigger.
Similar things to Mick, like walking around Crown Casino naked.
I haven't won a gold medal for Australia, so it's not a bigger fall from grace. But for a middle-aged alcoholic, so walking around in your underpants at Crown is a little different from gold medal in the 1500 to walking around in your underpants. Well done. Sue's on the line. Sue, fall from grace?
Yes.
Who?
Jack Newton, the golfer.
Oh, hey, well. Hang on, what's he done?
Well, he was at the top of his game.
He accidentally lost an arm.
Yeah, he walked into the aeroplane and the aeroplane propeller and it just slid out of one of his eyes.
Yeah, no, we know the story.
And he's so noted to get so graphic. I'm just saying, I'm not sure he's deserved.
Well, I guess if Tiger's crushed his legs and Jack's lost an arm,
all right,
and an
Sue.
Yeah, and an eye.
Oh, Wes has
made your point.
Jeez, Wes has come to the table. Yes, Wes.
How you going, Mick?
Yeah, who is it?
Mate, it's a good old Aussie one. He wasn't as good as the rest of these guys, but he always gets a laugh.
Who?
Good old Todd Carney.
Todd Carney? Oh, yeah, from, you know, being good at it to bubbling.
Yeah.
I've always thought, if you can't have a quiet bubble. What's the world coming to? Duke him, Dave.
Case of Brick Lane coming your way there. Wes, thanks for calling from Coffs Harbour too. Great to hear you.
Steve, quickly, yeah. Steve, who is it?
Hi, guys.
Who is it, mate?
Who fell from the ice?
Poor old Steve Smith.
For
his sandpaper gate, for his singing.
Oh,
surrendered.
Right.
'Cause I've seen you when your song's on and you're singing words that are all wrong and you swear to me that's how it goes.
Yeah, not great.
Wow.
Good on you, mate. I would like to throw in Trevor Chappell
and
Lamar Odom.
Oh,
anyone else?
No, well, that's a pretty good list. Hey, Steve, thanks for calling through, mate. We appreciate that as well. Coming up, we've got an entertainment report. Mick made his debut on a brand new TV network last night and dominated. We've got some highlights coming up for you in a minute.
For the drive home, this is Malloy. Malloy's entertainment report.
Oh, look out. Here's you dominating TV last night.
Well, I'm doing an entertainment report that features me.
Yeah, I like it.
I mean, there was one show that dominated the airwaves last night.
I haven't checked the ratings last night officially because I know, like, you know, MAPS has been rating really well.
I would have taken a big chunk out of MAPS.
Yeah, the Mickey Bump.
The Mickey Bump over on Channel 31 if you're watching in Melbourne or otherwise Facebook.
So, by the way, yeah, so if you go on a Facebook, you search Talking Fishing, you'll find the show that Mick was on. It was an hour of live TV on Channel 31.
On Channel 31, it was live and I thought, we might all be in trouble on a couple of occasions. Bit right from the lads.
So what was
Thank
it like?
You David and all the boys, they were good fun.
Yeah.
You know, they're just jumping around in the conversation. I went on it because I'd bagged them on my show for stealing our set. So they said, come on.
Yes, their set was
and
very
so
familiar.
So we sorted it out early and then we got into some fishing
talk. Yeah, yeah, you're talking about like, this is one of my highlights, about like a lure, like a little throbber.
Talking fishing, talking fishing, nothing but fishing, we're talking fishing.
Now we had to bring something special in for product of the week this week with Mick in the house. Mick, I want you just to have a hold of that one for me. It's a big top water lure called a Tremor.
What is it? It's got veins.
The colour code for that is Throbber.
We're on a fishing show, right?
Yeah.
It's a fishing show. Yeah.
So make sure you jump on Facebook after because you can see the colours of the
Throbber. Oh, it just happens to be my nickname as well.
What do you Google? Tremor Throbber.
Tremor Throbber.
No,
whatever you do, do not
fishing.
Google that.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah, that's good. That's good content from you and the boys.
But I question their bona fides because at one stage, we were talking about whiting, and I asked, why is it called a King George whiting?
Mm.
And they couldn't tell me.
Have a look at this. John and Norm, King George whiting on the middle spit. Have a look at that.
Oh, well, they've exceeded their quota. They don't need all of those.
Why
are they called King George whiting? Why is it named after a king?
I have no idea.
We're here to talk fishing.
Next.
Why are they called King George whiting? Someone ring in. We're live. We'll take your call. I prefer the Prince Albert whiting.
So many people have sent us.
What does King George mean?
What
does King George whiting?
It was.
He caught one.
You stumped them. You stumped them on the fishing show.
They tried to tell me it was called King George because King George caught a whiting one day and they changed the name.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jason's called through from Spring Farm in New South Wales, might be able to set the record straight. G'day, Jason.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Why is it called a King George whiting?
So the whiting were actually first found in a place called King George Sound, which is in Western Australia, Albany.
It's right down the bottom.
Albany. And so that's where they first found the whiting, hence the name King George Whiting, because they're found in King George Sound.
Oh, is there any other kind of whiting?
Oh, there's sand and spotted whiting and... Oh. Well, there are a few different ones, but I just remember as a kid growing up reading through fishing books, because I'm a bit of a mad fisherman, that, that's where they got their name, and it's actually quite often used in trivia games too as a trivia question.
I'm bored with this conversation.
Is it good food, though? Does it taste all right?
I haven't personally eaten King George whiting, but
have you had a Prince Edward whiting?
No, definitely not.
Right, King Willy Weedy Whiting one, so that was a ripper.
Case of Brick Lane. Yeah, Case of Brick Lane, Jason. Thanks for calling
through,
mate.
Guys.
Appreciate
it.
Well done. Yeah, I love it.
Okay, the other one is there's a huge release tonight of our friend Andy Lees on a show. It's
the
called
Cube,
The Cube.
7:30 tonight, National, Channel 10.
Probably their biggest show ever.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I said to Andy on this show, I haven't been sent anything.
Well, you're a bit showbiz.
It's a tradition.
Asshole.
It's a tradition.
Know,
you get sent something.
Don't say it to your guests.
Maths let me down. Maths sent me a box of chocolates when I heard Moon Man got
cupcakes.
Cupcakes.
So you weren't happy.
I was ropeable.
Right, yep.
So we rang up the publicist on air and I said, get me some merch, quick sticks, or I'll never mention this stupid show again.
Very awkward.
And it's arrived.
Oh, look at that.
And what would you call it?
That's a cube.
Full of rubber stress balls.
Oh, that looks good.
To the publicity department, could you come and pick it up? Really?
You're not impressed?
I'm not. Look, what am I going to do with that?
I don't know. You throw the balls in the box, perhaps. Yeah. There's a lot of balls in there. Anyway,
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll see if we can't think of something appropriate.
Oh, James will probably take it.
To do. Yeah, that's right. I have to nail it down.
Yeah. All right.
Surprised it was even here when I got it.
Yes. 7:30 tonight, Channel 10. That's
hey,
the Cube. What else?
No, the other big news is Chappelle Corby. Chappelle Corby, rumoured for Dancing with the Stars. Wildcard entry.
Oh,
would be good.
It.
Are you into that?
I will watch that. I will watch her. I don't usually watch that show, but if she's on it, yeah,
I'd prefer it if it was Rosalie Rose because she would be good, although she might bark out the orders on set.
Rosalie Rose.
Where's my camera?
Should
we go with the judges too?
Is that right?
Don't you know what? I don't know me.
All right. I'll tell you what, if Chappelle takes in her boogie board, I'd like to see the list of songs she might take. Then she'd do the cha-cha. This bit cha-cha. What about the Paso Doble? What would you do? Paso Doble? Because I got her. Tango? Tango. Okay, and now Chappelle with the rumba. When we come back, grab a long Torch Facebook.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Malloy.
Adam Rosenbach's coming with some goods this afternoon, so stand by for him. He's got all coming up. You're
friend
listening to Malloy.
Show. Always good. Yeah. Hot on the heels of Tiger Woods is the biggest news story of the day. Has to be Facebook reversing Australia's news ban after the government made a media code amendment. Mm. Both sides are claiming victory. If you read the papers, most of the Murdoch papers. Yeah. So there are two. This is an epic tale: old media versus new media.
Completely.
Titans of media.
Yeah, lots
one
of money
trying to
and
take over the baton, one trying to wrestle back what they spent a lifetime creating.
Yeah.
Who's won? I don't know. Has the user won? What are the results? Why don't we ask Trevor Long?
Yep.
What's his company?
He's from EFTM.com, which is like tech, cars, and lifestyles. And
is he an expert?
Right,
you describe him as an expert?
Complete expert,
Trevor,
on all things tech.
Is that
tech.
True?
I self-describe as an expert. How I really am, who knows?
Trevor, who won? Facebook. So you read the papers today, and the government's claiming victory. The Murdoch papers are claiming victory. Facebook haven't really commented. I think they might be happy with the result. What's going on? Hmm.
The fight went all through the rounds. There was no knockout, and it was a points decision. I'd probably give it to the government only because the government got what they wanted in the end, which was a media code which will pass legislation, and media companies are going to get paid by Google and Facebook. But Facebook, in their statement, have this very vague line that basically says, you know what, in the future, if we decide to kill news again, then we're not part of the media code. So I feel like they've got this big get-out-of-jail-free card anyway.
It's win-win. They can push the eject button at any time and get out of the agreement they're currently in. Doesn't sound binding to me. Does it set a precedent for every other country in the world now?
Well, that's what it does. So every other country will now go, at the very least, Australia has passed something and we can copy that and force some sort of payment to media companies. And I think those payments will be in contract for several years, but it's what happens in 2 or 3 years that's really going to matter. Will this blow up again? Will it, you know, blow up in our faces, or will there be more money flowing? Finally, we got a result. That's good, but it does feel like there might have been too much compromise, but the government's happy.
So it had that feel to me. If you know at the end of a prize fight when both fighters claim victory?
That's right.
They're both sitting there and they both go, I won and I won. And
someone's arm got thrown up in the air, but they still both had conferences saying, it was a good fight and I smashed it.
What does it mean to the user?
Yeah.
News will be back. Although, you know, when the when the Reserve Bank puts up interest rates, the banks put pass them on straight away. When they put them down, the banks take weeks.
Yes.
On Thursday, Facebook announced at 6 a.m. in the morning they were killing news, and 10 minutes later it was all gone.
Yeah.
It's been more than 24 hours since they announced it was coming back, and there ain't no news on Facebook yet.
Well, they'll take their sweet time about it, make no mistake. So Frydenberg has four meetings or four phone calls with Zuckerberg. How would he have gone in that? Is it unusual for Zuckerberg to take direct control and pick up the phone?
I think it had to happen, but it is very unusual because, you know, that's every single layer of management in Australia and globally just being bypassed for the boss. And I think that shows the importance of it to Facebook. They needed to this to be done a certain way or they would be screwed globally.
Yeah. Okay. We've got time to just cover another couple of big issues in tech. Do you know what the number one app in Australia is today? You do, don't you? It's called the Poo. It's called the Poo app. The Poo Map app. Which
what is that?
This has got Zuckerberg's hands all over it.
This is the social network that should replace Facebook.
So it tells you where you've taken a poop, and
you log in.
It's contract tracing
for accounts.
Yeah.
Yes, and then you drop a poop. That's what it says. You drop a poop. And you get to choose the location. You can even upload a selfie and a description.
Can it tell you what you're reading when you do it?
If you take a photo of the reading, and all your friends can get an alert, and you can have a little tally. You can have a leaderboard.
Your friends get an alert.
King Pooper in your group.
Right.
Bing! Dangerous Dave is having a poo.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you're saying happens to me? This is what technology was designed for. To me, technology. To me, Trevor, technology peaked with clap-on, clap-off lights. Has that ever been superseded?
Well, now we can just speak. You can just say, turn the lights on. I think that's better than clapping.
The digital watch. The digital watch had its moment in the sun.
Now, it's up there.
The poop map will be seen as the pinnacle of technology.
Is there a better invention technologically through history than the remote control? Discuss.
Oh.
Wow.
That's
a good one.
Yeah.
Other than, you know, if Facebook buys poop map, that could do it.
Hey, and did you know, and I only found this out the other day, and I know you probably heard a rumour, but did you know that you can now get cash out at supermarkets from the checkout chick? Yeah. If you go and you say, here's my bill. Oh, by the way, can I get cash
out? Adorable. He's just worked this one out.
You can get
cash out. I haven't seen cash in 3 years.
You want to get onto this? It's a big story. Yeah. Hey, Trevor, thanks for ringing in.
Yeah, good.
What's the company, Dave?
It's
EFTM.com. Trevor Long. It's tech, cars, lifestyles. This is Malloy.
This is Malloy.
You can catch up with the show if you missed any so far, or you can listen live through the Listener app, which is ListNR, Listener app. It's brand new. It's great.
It's hard to find. Sounds overly complex.
Very easy to find, and it's
really
good.
People give up trying to find it?
Not at all. It's dominating the app world at the moment.
Is it going okay?
Forget about your poop app. The Listener app's where it's at.
No, the poop app's number one.
Listener number two.
People are choosing the poop app over Listener.
Well, it's only a matter of time until Listener becomes number one.
By the way, we're going to talk more about the poop app later in the second hour after Adam Rosenbach.
Awesome.
So hang about, and there's a bit to get through.
All right.
But it's time for a bit of this to begin with, young
cowbell brother. Cowbell solo. The last time I checked, we don't have a whole lot of songs that feature the cowbell.
Is it cowbell?
I got to have more cowbell.
Well, the song whisperer's on deck. We should probably introduce him first. You just hate his music.
Oh, I thought you wanted to do that.
No, that's part of the song Whisperer. Hey, Dave, you've got to start coming to the meeting.
Good afternoon.
Are you okay?
This
could be the biggest radio fall from grace.
Dange
used to be one of the great DJs.
Dange is doing a great job there. There's been a lot
He's got
love
two buttons to push, and he can't push it.
I'm on Dange's side today.
Thanks,
Song. Why are you taking his side?
No, I like it.
He's done really well. You destroyed our show in the last break. You touched my touch screen.
Song Whisperer.
In the middle of this segment about the tech,
yeah.
And the whole thing went down.
Went blank.
While I was talking.
All of the information that Mick required, it just reset and we had to log back in. There was nothing there.
And if I wasn't so technically savvy,
you didn't miss a beat.
An industry giant.
You really are.
Someone with a lot of flying hours.
You're the Bill Gates of the M's.
The patience you displayed was impressive.
What are you trying to do? Sink our show?
Not at all. Not at all.
You're not producing it. You come in and it's like you walked in and pulled all the cords out from the wall.
Yeah.
Why would you do
that?
Don't
touch anything, mate.
You know.
Can you play? Okay, now we've had the song which broke. Okay. So now I would like.
I'm not playing it,
Dave.
Because this
like
has happened 2 days in a row. Yesterday we were talking about Rage Against the Machine, Killing in the Name Of, and you were saying that it wasn't a cowbell. It was most definitely a cowbell. And Andy Lee barged in and said it's absolutely
he's
a cowbell.
Cowbell.
He explained how they got that cowbell
sound. I've got
sound
a new one.
In Rage Against, and you've got a new one.
Is it, is it cowbell?
And
please,
I can't believe
listen.
You think
listen,
this is not a cowbell.
Listen.
Oh, here it comes. Oh, the stone.
Okay. Okay. I put women. It to you, that is a campfire coffee cup and a spoon. That is not
I got to hear
ball.
That again.
Here
all
we
right.
go.
So this
ready?
You think is a campfire cup. Have a listen. Charlie Watts?
It's too high. It's too tenery for
no,
it's too.
I think it is. Cowbell?
It's absolutely cowbell.
Of course it is.
Give us a call.
Get Andy Lee on the line.
All right. Andy's doing a show tonight at the Cube. Yeah. 7:30, Channel 10. Have
don't
a look.
It.
Okay, yeah. Let's go. Song Whisperer synopsis, please.
Contemplative introspection is the theme here. Deep questions, shallow answers. The warmth of our closest star brings contentment. Other times, he is nervous, envious, and a little guilt-ridden. He offers amends. For what? Everything. To whom? Everyone. He is sorry to everyone for everything because as he repeatedly sings after offering his multiple mea culpas, we are all connected.
Jeez, Dave?
No, I can't think of any song we'd play. The only thing, a song I thought maybe Shallow, but we don't play that one.
Song.
This one, Lady Gaga, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
With Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, that's right.
A lot of dry
it's very, very good.
So I really nail it. To
it's not sure.
No, I didn't think it was going to be.
1-3-3-5-3. Get involved, people.
This is Malloy. Okay, Australia. You know him. You can count on him.
I'm a 50-50 chance.
You love him.
Hello. Go to the top shelf, ladies.
And now, it's his show.
Here we go, people.
This is Malloy.
What have you done?
What are you looking at me like
what
that?
What have you done?
Oh, look, you know, I'm having a mare over here. I've got lots of buttons to push.
Fall from grace in radio circles.
Our listeners wouldn't have even known what happened just then. You don't have to.
You played the show opener.
I did.
To open the second hour.
You want the second hour opener?
Given it's the second hour, Dave, that might be strangely appropriate. Hey, everyone, pretend you didn't hear that. Go.
Okay.
Here we go. How hard is it?
Hang on.
Time to gather back around your wallets, people. Here comes the big second hour of the war.
Thank you. Coming up, Adam Rosenbarks, the Poo app, Prince Philip, Team Meat. Can I just say, while you were doing that, I've knocked my microphone out of the stand.
Jay turned your computer off earlier.
And I couldn't put it back in. And I'm looking around like a roadie was going to rush in. This is terrible. Thank God no one's filming this. Hello, Jay. Yeah. All in front of our producer.
Yeah, I know.
Jay, who's turned up.
Yeah.
Song Whisperer.
Exactly the way I planned.
All right, time for the Song Whisperer.
Jay, the Song Whisperer.
No, it's like, and then I double handed it like Daryl Braithwaite.
You did too.
Look at this.
Oh.
See that?
Oh, something wrong with your mic.
It's not great.
A bit flaccid.
That's what it is. And luckily, that's not annoying anyone.
No, that sounds great in my ears.
Tsu.
You enjoying that in your radios?
But it won't stay there. Look, hey, Song Whisperer.
Yeah.
Synopsis,
ready
please.
To go. Contemplative introspective is the theme here.
Contemplative, I think, is some word you want
to contemplative introspection. Yep. Deep questions, shallow answers. The warmth of our closest star brings contentment. Other times, he is nervous, envious, and a little guilt-ridden. He offers amends. For what? Everything. To whom? Everyone. He is sorry to everyone for everything because as he repeatedly sings after offering his multiple mea culpas, we are all connected.
Now, Dave, do you remember how to put a phone call to me?
I do.
Yeah,
I'm
well,
ready
why don't
to
we
go.
Take some calls?
Sure, let's do it.
Testing with Dan. Is that you, Dan?
Yeah, it's Dan here.
Hey, Dan. What's your guess, buddy?
My guess is Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden. Black
Hole Sun. We've had a few calls in this department tonight. Is that ticking the boxes for you,
it's,
Song Whisperer?
It's a very popular choice today, but it's not correct.
Ah, bad luck.
Sorry, Dan.
Give a prize, Dave. What are you thinking?
Oh, well, here we go, Dan. It's your choice right now. You can either take a case of Brick Lane, bloody good beer, now available at Dan Murphy's. Or you can choose something from Mick Malloy's desk, a mystery prize. What you going to do, Dan, the Brick Lane or the mystery prize from Mick Malloy's desk?
I'll take the Brick Lane, thanks.
Okay.
Cool. You may have made the right decision.
Well done. It's hard to tell. Well done, Dan. Case of bricklayer coming
Dan's
your way.
Dan's not stupid.
Dan knows what's going on.
All right, Dan, right. You win this round. Yep. John's on the line. John.
Yeah, it's me.
Yeah, what's the song, buddy?
Life on Mars, David Bowie.
Is there life on
Great.
Mars? Oh, yeah.
I tried this at karaoke. It's obvious.
Is it? Get up the high range.
And it is apt.
Yeah, well, look what's happening right now with the Perseverance.
Come on, Jay, what do you think?
Nope.
Nah, John. John Prize. What would you like?
John.
Give him John a choice.
Okay, you've got the choice of a case of Brick Lane, John, or a mystery prize from Mick Molloy's desk. What you going to take?
I'll take the slab.
All right. Yep. Well done. You'll enjoy that. It's bloody great beer. Nothing. Well done.
Well, you never know, John. You might have missed out.
Could have been something
it
really
could have been Danny Green's boxing
might
gloves.
Might have been.
Could have been the signed Kookaburra cricket bat signed by the Australian
you've
team.
You got the T-shirt as well. So with the
not
Molloy
to worry. No, okay. Anthony's on the line. Anthony, your guess, please.
G'day, boys. Now, if I'm right, I'll be ashamed with myself, but I think it's Robbie Williams, a better man.
Better man. Since I want to love me,
I need to rest in all. Better man.
I would never sing that karaoke.
Wouldn't you?
Never.
No, and you shouldn't because it's not. Sorry, Anthony.
Would you like a prize? Anthony, would you like a prize?
Your choice. Also, a case of Brick Lane, bloody good beer, available at Dan Murphy's, or the mystery prize from Mick Molloy's desk. What are you going to choose?
Oh, geez. Normally a bird in the hand's worth two in a bush, isn't it? But I might go the mystery prize.
Might go the mystery prize.
Great news. Hey, well done, Anthony. You've won yourself the Cube. It's a Perspex box full of 50 balls, courtesy of Channel 10. And tonight, 7:30, the Cube starring Andy Lee.
50 rubber stress balls in a Perspex cube coming your way.
Oh, well done,
Anthony.
Anthony, I think you're the winner there, mate. Congratulations.
You took a chance. Yeah, and, well, I want to say it paid off, but it didn't. Well done. Mark's on the line. Mark, song please.
Oh, I would think it might be All Apologies.
All Apologies. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Does sound good.
I hope so.
In the Sun, our closest star. It's correct.
Oh, he's got it. You've got it, Mark. You've got yourself $100. Hey. That's coming your way, courtesy of Molloy, and you can go shopping, whatever you want. You know, Netflix,
or you can have the $100 or the Perspex Cube. With...
That's already been given away. That was John from Coffs Harbour got that. Hey, well done, Mark.
Talk him into it.
Up next, Adam Rosenbach's Molloy, Triple M.
For the drive home, this is Molloy.
Joining us now in studio, he's a regular, he's a friend of the show, it's Adam Rosenbach's.
Good afternoon, gents.
Good to see you. Caught up with you this week for our first front bar meetings. We're about to
when's that air?
Put it up on Boswell. It'll be the first week of the AFL Finals, 17th of March, I think, is our first show.
That is correct, Wednesday night.
And there'll be some big topics of conversation.
Really?
Dusty to Sydney.
Yeah. Apparently. You talk fishing as well on that show, or is that?
No, I don't, Dave.
A big fan.
It's just
a fishing show.
In the green room beforehand, we talk a lot of, you know, what's coming for dinner.
Is that right?
Wants his grilled flake.
Is that right?
Big grilled flake. There's a lot of fishing talk. I took a big chunk out of maths last night.
I can imagine you did.
A big chunk. Yeah. What have you been up to? What have you been doing? You've been going out. I know you've got getting ready for a festival show.
Yes.
Are you getting back out there and seeing stuff and having, I know you like getting out.
Mm. Yeah, I love my music as well. And, geez, the music this afternoon has been fantastic.
You like it? I think it's been good.
It's been great. You just had Nirvana on. I was lucky enough to see Nirvana. It was one of the very
few. The Palace,
yes,
in Melbourne.
I did.
Yeah, not bad.
So it's very lucky, Dave.
That's awesome.
Don't you? You look.
I'm very jealous because I was not in town when they played. That's amazing. What
Sorry
was that
to
like?
Hear that, mate. Yeah, it was fantastic. It was amazing, and it was the under 18 show as well because I was 17 at the time. So it was just.
What do you mean? Nirvana did an under 18 show.
They did too. They did a Friday night for the adults, and then over under 18s on the Saturday afternoon for the kids.
Imagine.
Jeez, you've been to an underage Nirvana gig.
Yeah, it was amazing.
That's
an
elite group.
Yeah,
yeah.
What happened there?
A lot of toolies there. It was really good. But
that's probably where he got his cardigan. His famous cardigan off a Tool.
Because I love a dive bar.
Mm. I love a dive bar too. I don't see them as dive bars. I go anywhere that there's a crack of daylight seeping through windows.
Yeah.
Good bar.
Because that's what you want, isn't it? You want darkness.
Oh, yeah.
You want sort of crappy bar snacks and you want at least three Sabbath songs an hour. That's what you're after.
You need a jukebox full of Sabbath, full of Queen, a bit of Queen.
Yeah, a bit of Maiden.
Bit of Iron Maiden. Yeah.
Bit of that in the background. So I recently went to a dive bar and I walked in there and it was pretty quiet, but it was about 10:30 at night. So that's early for a dive bar.
It sure is.
I'm there six hours
early.
That
is. Yeah.
I was first one in. And so I was sitting there and the music playing was a little bit odd because you just expect it to be rock and dirty.
There's a certain genre.
And so I had to Shazam it, which is an app on the phone, Michael.
I'm writing this down.
Tells you what the songs are.
Tells you what the song is. And this is what it was playing in the dive bar. It's like I was in a Russian period piece.
Is the dive bar owned by the Gypsy Kings? Where is the dive bar?
How bad is this?
Who else is in the bar at the time?
There's like maybe one other person sitting at the bar and they looked as depressed as I was with this music. And so I said to the bar girl, I was like, do you take requests? And she's like, what, the music? And I'm like, well, yeah, well, what else? Like, I know, what, for juggling? Like, I want some metal.
Would you do something?
Yeah, and then she says, oh, we might segue into that later.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, well, I might segue some petrol into a bottle and throw it back into your establishment at 5 a.m. How terrible is that?
That is not good. And by the way, what you just suggested is not an overreaction to that song. That is fair.
Well,
on the
they like the Russian theme. I'll go with the Molotov cocktail. It's okay. But I went to a mate's birthday on Friday night at a pub, and he had a cover band on. And
it's always dodgy.
It can be, particularly Irish pub or Sunday afternoon session.
Right.
Jeez.
They are ripe for a cover band.
They're hoping everyone's soft their chops. No one's really paying attention.
Getting into a little bit of Cotton Eye Joe or
a bit of Rednecks.
Mustang Sally, you know, that kind of stuff. Yeah. You've been there, haven't you?
The cover band playlist is, right on it there. That is two of the best,
And so, because you guys have already played a couple of covers this afternoon.
Well, I'm involved in the cover that I did. I did a cover of Puddle Mudd's cover of Nirvana's Car.
I'll take it.
This one.
And it's
about a girl.
You hang me how to try, but I can't see you every night.
I get away with that on a Sunday over.
That's haunting.
That's haunting. And you should see me for my Unplugged. It's pretty good.
It's beautiful.
So you like that? What was the other cover we played?
So there was the She Had one.
We started the show with that.
It sounded really good. And so, you know, the band are playing it and it gets people on the dance floor. That's what you want with a cover band.
True.
And they played the Divinyls' I Touch Myself, which is an absolute classic.
Yeah. Oh, this one.
Gets the ladies on the dance floor.
Yeah.
So that's the original.
Oh, yeah.
I like it.
Beautiful.
It's a classic, Aussie classic.
One issue I had with them doing it on the night, and people were out there dancing. They weren't really paying attention the way I was, but it was a male lead singer. Now, when a guy is singing that song, it takes on a whole different connotation, and I've recorded what it would have sounded like.
All right.
I love myself. I want you to love me. When I feel down, I want you above me. I search myself and I want you to find me. Yeah, I forget myself and I want you to remind me. I don't want anybody else. Because when I think about you, I touch myself.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want anyone else. No one. Because when I think about you, I touch myself.
Get in the car. Like,
mate, it's a beautiful song in the hands of the right person.
Don't say hands. It's just got creepier overtones.
Yep. Slightly.
Not right.
It has indeed. Are we going to come back in a minute and talk some more?
I've got more.
Adam Rosenbach.
Can we add that to the song list, please?
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, absolutely.
The drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
I don't want
Rosie.
Anybody else.
Sexy.
Because when I think about you, I touch myself.
It doesn't quite have the same appeal.
No.
And by the way, a bit of spoken word from you, Adam Rosenbach.
Thank you.
I like. It's like The Doors, a bit Jim Morrison.
Lou Reed sort of style.
Oh, yeah. I should get like a go with a vest without any shirt underneath.
Who was the best spoken word?
I see. I like Lou Reed. I always think he's
Jim Morrison, for sure.
I saw Henry Rollins do spoken word, and there was a punk sitting next to me, and he had a big box of Tic Tacs that he kept shaking into his hand during the thing, and you're like, that's not very punk, mate.
No, not at all.
You don't need fresh breath to hear Henry Rollins. Am I sure? No, probably
not.
Sure
it was Tic Tacs. Yeah. I saw Black Flag at Melbourne Uni. Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Okay. And security walked off the job about 5 minutes in.
When really?
Nah,
not our scene.
Yeah, I don't know. Where do I sign? Okay, we've been talking cover bands. We're going to move on. Jay Mueller, our producer, is here. Breaking news regarding Tiger Woods update.
Yes, this has just come out on Tiger's Twitter. We thank everyone for the overwhelming support and messages during this tough time. As previously communicated, Tiger was involved in a single car accident earlier this morning in California. He has undergone a long surgical procedure on his lower right leg and ankle after being brought to the hospital. He is currently awake, responsive, and recovering in his hospital room. Thank you to the wonderful doctors and hospital staff at Harbor UCLA Medical Center, the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, and the Fire Department. Your support and assistance has been outstanding.
Mm. And if you're near Ward 7, quiet, please. He's recuperating.
So he's driven into the rough. Can they just pick the car up and just drop it back on the freeway? Just place it there.
Your car gets a free drop out of the rough. Like he didn't put it in a dam. Yeah, that would have been better. Are you a Tiger fan? You followed his exploits.
I love his exploits. Probably not as much on the course. I like his off-field antics.
Well, this might affect that. Mm. As well, we were talking earlier in the show about falls from grace
for superstars
of sport. And did you have any that we didn't get to?
Aaron Hernandez, the tight end from the New England Patriots.
Oh, wow,
killed a few people.
Murdered. Yeah. There was a drive-by shooting as well, and that wasn't good. Did they put that down to his brain injury?
I think it came down to the CTE eventually.
That was one school of thought. The other one was he was homosexual and didn't want it to know, and it was about to be broken, and we went nuts. So it's a sad, either way.
Yeah, it's not a great story. And the other one I had was when Don Bradman telegrammed a dick pic to Bill Ponsford's wife.
Okay.
We all remember that. They weren't so invincible anymore after that day.
Imagine the look on telegram.
Yeah, eggplant, stop.
Imagine the look on Bill Ponsford's wife's face.
Cop that. Sorry, Ponsford family.
Hello to the that's right.
It was a photo in sepia tone. The old, you know, to take it, he had to put the cover over his head.
The flash.
And the thing goes poof. First ever dick pic by Donald Bradman. Bill's on the line. Where are you calling from, Bill?
Gold Coast, buddy.
Gold Coast. So who do you want to nominate in the Falls from Grace department?
Yeah, what about John Hopewadi?
Hopewadi.
Finding his finger in the wrong direction.
Yeah, he used to go to the old down. Prices are down.
Yeah, or even the golfing reference out of the back nine.
All right. Duke him.
Case of Brick Lane. You know John, thanks for
I always thought, remember when John Hopewadi took up boxing?
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, that's safe. At least he has to wear gloves.
Well, you don't want to get get the whole thing up there.
Stop grappling. Yeah, okay. He used to beat you up over five rounds and check your prostate.
Yeah.
Michael's on the line. Michael, a fall from grace by a major athlete.
Yeah, g'day, guys. For me, it would be Hansie Cronje.
Are you South African, Michael?
Yes, I am.
Do you remember it at the time? Because he died in a light plane accident, but he died surrounded by...
He was under suspension, wasn't he? Because he was match fixing.
Well, yeah, so they say.
So did you get on any of the matches that were fixed, Hunt?
Apparently his mates won big money that his plane would crash into a mountain.
Oh, terrible.
Hey, Michael, go juke him, Dave.
Okay, case of Brick Lane. It's from Mick's Brewery. It's called Brick Lane. It's bloody good beer.
It's a good beer,
thanks
mate.
For calling from Brisbane, mate. Good to hear from you.
Another call from Brisbane. We like them a lot. Yeah. Hey, thank you for swinging by.
Absolute pleasure.
You are a good... Now, is it too early to plug your festival shows? I know you're working away hard at them. Yes. Tell me what's it called and how can people get there?
So if you happen to be in Victoria, March 24th to April 5th, I think, something like 25th of April
4th. Are you going to turn up that night?
I think so. I really need to know the dates. It's called The Unwellness Guru. If you go to comedyfestival.com.au, you can get your tickets
there. You can get tickets there. We might give away some on our show.
That'd be great. And also, it's limited tickets, so you're probably going to need to get in first because of COVID.
And will you sing some divinals?
Yeah.
I will serenade everyone as they leave. So.
Well done, Rosie. Adam Rosenbach's joining us there. More to come. This is Malloy on Triple M.
For the drive home... This is Malloy.
Hey, we just had Adam Rosenbach in. Just want to give a shout-out to Ruin Ditz, Triple M Adelaide.
That's right.
Rosie Pears on that dominating breakfast show in Adelaide.
And Brisbane as well.
Mato Amago as well on 104.5 Triple M.
He's all over the place at the moment. Well done, Rosie. And get along and see his festival show. You won't be disappointed. I'm still struggling with the idea that there's an app out there that maps where you've taken your last poop.
Yeah, see, I don't think people need to share that.
Well, it's the number one. It's the number one on the Apple Australia. It went viral on TikTok, and then it's gone bonkers, and now people are mapping That's what it does. You say it, it.
Well, I wouldn't be downloading that one. I'm not prepared to share where in my business.
Well, it's the way it works. I mean,
well, who wants to see? Who wants to know?
Well, you're just letting people know.
Why?
I've had a good poop.
Do you?
Here I
am. Are you proud of it? You think I've got to share that information with everyone?
Well, it's just information that's out there. It's good for contract tracing.
Contract tracing. On.
Where's he been? Well, let's have a look. Where'd he poop last? Yeah, he's been a triple M, a level two.
Yeah, that's right.
Cubicle three.
Yeah.
He's had a crack.
No.
Is why? What's
your... I don't even poop at work. I wouldn't even come in here and do it.
You sound like Jane Kennedy.
No.
Jane Kennedy was... You know what I'd do with the poop app?
What's that?
I would go... I would break into Jane Kennedy's house.
Right.
And then take it... take a dump.
Yeah.
And then show her.
Would
and
you?
And send her the app. Say, guess where I've been?
You don't take photos of it, though. You would.
Well, Jane was on the phone in the...
Oh, she was too.
But she got busted.
Yeah, in the handicapped toilet. Yeah.
That would have been handy to map.
That's right. Did you say take photos, though? That's not what you do as part of the app, I wouldn't think. You wouldn't see photos of your...
Going the whole hog. Why not? And then what do you do? You know what I think would be a good app? One that you could do that might be useful? What about an app that told you where the closest place is you can take a dump? So,
okay.
So you know when you're walking a street and you don't know where you are, or
you're leaving
the football, you're going, oh my God, I need a public toilet, or I need something, and you go, app, do.
Yep.
Bing.
Macca's.
And
basement.
It shows you the closest place or toilet you can use. That would be handy.
Well, what about an app so when you go on a road trip, so we often go for car trips and stuff with the family, so places you know are going to be clean toilets that you can go. So the next town we're coming into, I know there's a great dunny here that we saw.
So a rating system.
Like a
Michelin hat.
Yes.
Like a restaurant that's got three
hats.
So,
you know, clean, plenty of stock toilet paper, lots of urinal cakes, that sort of stuff.
So you could... like a review.
Yeah.
On Yelp.
Yeah.
That'd be tough.
I reckon people would download that, though. If you knew, okay, we're coming into June E, go see Robert. And
I need a good tour.
I really need to go to the tour. Yeah. I need a fresh place that I know is going to be...
Good reading material.
That's right. Light a match.
Clean yours. So instead of a Michelin hat, it's got its rating like three derps. I give it three derps. Did I ever tell you this? This is a true story. I was in Monte Carlo. Don't ask me why.
Righto. Pardon me.
Yeah, it's a long story. It involves a passport.
Jeez, you are.
That I had to give back. But I was in Monte Carlo and I went to a public toilet in a park.
Right.
And I swear this is true. And I walked in and a guy was standing there in a dinner suit with a towel over his arm for me when I'd finished
public
going
toilet,
to the
you
toilet.
Said. Public toilet.
Public toilet. You won't see that in Frankston.
That's right.
But this is a good app for me. I could be an influencer. I could be one of the poop influencers. I could be one of those guys that people go to. Can you live stream? He's live streaming an option on the poop app.
Oh, I don't feel well.
Has anyone on it? Michael.
Oh, no.
Michael, have you got it?
I do have it, yeah. There's a group of about six of us that are actually in this.
All right, sounds a bit weird. But now, how does it work?
Yeah,
so it's similar to Google Maps in a small way where you drop a poop. You drop a poop wherever you are and you can leave a bit of a comment. You can actually say how it was, what happened, that sort of thing. You can take a selfie. So a lot of my mates, shout out to my mate Lachlan who actually won the comp, but he took a selfie of himself just from the undies down and you can actually rate it out of 5 stars.
Oh, that's fantastic. Do any of you do any poo jogging?
not lately, no.
Hey, Duke him.
All right, $100 worth of vouchers coming your way. I like the call, mate. So enjoy that, mate.
$100 for getting on the poop app. Yeah. Oh, I like it. Hey, guys, when we get back, are we done here? I think we've covered it.
I think that's pretty comprehensive.
We've done a lot.
Yeah.
In regards
to real high class.
What about a find my phone, like find my feces? Like, so you can find out where people have been put. Imagine coming home at night. How's your night? Good. Whitney's not impressed by any of this at all.
Got the arms folded.
I've seen that look before.
He's not impressed.
Hey, right. On that note, when we come back, by the way, I'm the one who's a little upset. Team meeting.
Oh, no, not again.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
We're talking about the poop app, Dave. Yeah. I don't want to harp on it, but it's the number one app in Australia this week. Tells you where you've taken a...
Laid a cable,
snapped one off, and it maps it out for you, keeps a recent history and the like. So, you know, it's good. And then I said it'd be good to have an app where someone where it tells you where your closest place so you can actually take a dump. Like,
I like that idea because times of emergency, you need to go.
Apparently, Kylie says there's something already up. Kylie, is that right?
Yeah, there's a toilet map app that tracks all the toilets in Australia.
That does it really. And what's it called? Is it called the National Toilet App?
Yeah, the National Toilet Map.
Wow.
Okay, that's good.
All right, so public toilets, just private houses where they'll let you.
Restaurants.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And how'd you come across that, Kylie?
My sister has a disability, so we travel a lot and so we need to know where they all are.
Good on you. That
Case of Brick Lane for Kylie, by the way. Enjoy that on our
Good on you, Kylie.
Thank you.
Well done. Now, we also suggested that maybe we needed a rating system for some of the toilets that were public, on it, which would be perfect for the National Toilet App.
That's
if they
right.
told you,
you know what's
how
clean,
good they were.
Hygiene, paper.
Yeah. Tony, you have a rating system for the toilet app?
Yeah. Well, I heard your idea and I ran with it a bit. Did a bit of brainstorming and come up with Michelin Shat.
So instead of three Michelin hats, so you go, oh, it's got three Michelin Shats.
Okay. Case of Brick Lane for Tony. Genius, mate.
Well done, Tony.
Yeah, hey, appreciate that.
I've been having a fun, but the fun stops
good,
here.
It? What?
Do it. Call the staff here.
Attention all Molloy staff. Time for an urgent team meeting.
Oh, no.
Please see Mick in his office after the show, wherever that is. Actually, just head into the studio now. Mickey needs you.
Thanks, Matty.
Yeah. Welcome, everybody. Are we all in attendance?
We are.
Yep.
All here.
Because something's come to my attention today that I don't like at all.
What's
and,
up?
And Jay, I don't think you're immediately involved in this.
I was with you.
You're with me when this happened, but you will need to mete out some kind of punishment.
I will.
Because when I came across this, now we've got an interview coming up later in the week. Is it soon with Paul Stanley?
Paul Stanley, frontman of Kiss.
So, what were you doing today? What were you doing?
We tested the line, so we're going to join Paul via.
So Whitney, you set up the line, did you? You've done it.
Yep.
You booked it, didn't you? Yep. So we need to do a test before we talk to him on Friday. It's a technical thing,
and I'm not in yet, so they're making sure everything's good.
You don't need to be in here while we test the line.
So you obviously were doing your mic. Who was doing my mic?
James, the young James.
Hello, James. How are you?
Hi, Mick. Yeah, doing well.
James is a young junior here, just a step above intern.
good at my job.
I wouldn't have thought so.
Okay.
You used to be. Mm. And so this recording came across my desk of these guys testing the line where I'm not there with James playing the role of me.
Oh, yeah, okay. Let's have a listen.
Is this for levels?
For levels, yep. Yeah. All right, that's how I'd be here. This is Molloy on Triple M right now. He's a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. Let's meet Paul Stanley.
Yes, well, I was down in Frankston and I wore Kiss makeup and I got...
I have no mother.
Mother. And I could have been anything. And Duke and Dave.
Good Lord.
Okay. That was not for broadcast.
Alrighty then.
That's not for broadcast.
Jay, a bit to unpack here. Oh, by the way, Whitney, a lot of laughing coming from the back seat.
Sure
wasn't
is.
Wasn't it?
I thought it was spot on.
Okay, you're not helping your own case here. Now, I was aware that James had been particularly mean
That's
and
right.
evil with his impersonation. I didn't know Dave was...
Oh, mate.
You were chipping in.
I was in the moment. James is doing his best, Mick. I thought,
What do you think you were doing?
If you're doing a test, you want it to be accurate. There's no point in doing me doing my voice. I've got to go down a little bit and slap the desk every now and again, just so that we.
He's doing it to my face. He's now.
I mean, Mick. What the team was doing the right thing by testing the technology to make sure that everything works, right?
Yeah.
But they chose one of the most painful moments of your childhood.
That's right, when my mum wouldn't let me go to a Kiss concert.
To mock.
And you mocked me.
Well, you said I have.
Can you...
The lack of empathy from the team is disturbing.
Thank you, Jay.
And I'm troubled by it.
One of them should go. Your choice. It's like Sophie's choice. Jay, who do you... And by the way, I'm about to cry. If I cry, can you dump it? Because I'm really... When we come back after this break, we'll tell you who has left
the
team for good. And
okay.
Guess what? You get to choose something from my desk on your way out.
By the way, Paul Stanley, this is huge. He's going to join us on Friday on this very show, one of Mick's childhood heroes. That should be huge. You're listening to Molloy on Triple M.
For the drive home, this is Molloy.
Just about done for another day of Molloy on Triple M.
Bad news for James Blake, who used to work here on the program. Job Seeker only went up $50 for over a fortnight. So you're going to be struggling, pal.
Okay. Well, it's been nice.
Doorknob bash you in the ass. It was a cruel impersonation of a particularly vulnerable moment in my young life
for
when
sure.
my mother refused me to go to a Kiss concert. I was
at
a huge
that
fan.
Age, that would have been everything for you.
At VFL Park, Waverley. Ali's on the line. Ali, I'm guessing you missed it too, did you?
No, Mickey. I didn't tell my mother and I went.
Oh, my God. Oh. Are you older or younger than me?
I'm 1 year younger than you.
Oh, my God. I feel like a big wuss.
Yeah, you are. And there was a great big M fight too. You missed that as well.
What happened? A fight?
There was a big M fight. They threw big M's everywhere and we all thought it was fantastic.
M. Oh, man. Oh, I missed
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you missed out.
What were they throwing? Were they throwing what, big banana? big, yeah, what right. was it? Pancake flip?
Egg flip.
Egg flip.
Blue heaven. Yeah.
Yeah, give us some Brick Lane. Give us some Brick Lane.
A case of Brick Lane, Ali. And be listening on Friday, Ali, because Paul Stanley from Kiss.
We will be talking to him.
You get to talk to him.
I get to talk to him. I'll bring it up with him personally and see if he feels responsible.
Can you invite me in? I'd love to meet him.
Sure.
We'll see.
Leave it with us.
We'll see. You'll have to wear full makeup.
Yeah,
I'll be wearing mine. I look like Barbara Cartland these days.
Real sad state. Hey, tomorrow it's for Thursday tomorrow. Dave Reynolds. Oh, awesome. Going to check in with Dave. God brand new dad. We've got Dom Knight to join us as well.
Yeah.
Gone Wild and more. That'll be Thursday's Malloy.
This has been the Malloy Drive Show podcast.